Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? This is a pre-recorded episode, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Ms. Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Ms. Donna.
Well, good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, December 2nd, 2002, or 2012, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ms. Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ms. Denise, and I am the HR Lady. How are you, Donna?
I am doing great, Ms. Denise. How about you?
Oh, doing great as well.
Wonderful. Well, wow, you guys, this evening's topic is 'Tis the Season to Shop. In other words, we're going to be talking about customer service. Mm-hmm. Well, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway?, we want to make sure that we answer that question because we know that we have new listeners that join us each and every week. And we know we have listeners of all ages. So, basically, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. I am just so happy that that took place. Now, once again, we are going to be talking about customer service and perhaps customer no service as well. And, Denise, I know this is one topic that is very special to you. It's right in your line of business. Mm-hmm. So I know you have a lot of feedback on this mm-hmm. evening. But first of all, Denise, what do you think about, what do we have, 70, 71 degrees today?
It is extremely warm. I have been very uncomfortable today, but
you have?
Nonetheless, it's been a beautiful day.
I have.
I'm thinking, okay, we need to be a little cooler. The heaters are already on. But today,
you know,
it's a little different.
It has been absolutely perfect. The weather's been so beautiful. I'm like, is this really the first weekend in December? It doesn't feel like Christmas. Who's going to Christmas shop when it doesn't feel like Christmas? as far as the weather. But I understand it's supposed to turn around quite naturally. But anyway, let's just kind of dive into this topic of customer service, shopping. I know that there are several people out there that went out on Black Friday. And for those of you that are not familiar with Black Friday was the Friday following Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And generally it's called Black Friday because that's what all of the retailers, they hope to post in the black on Black Friday, and that kind of kicks off the beginning of the holiday shopping season. So that's where the term Black Friday comes from. And Denise, there were so many retailers that I guess they just couldn't wait until technically Black Friday. They started like Thursday evening. You notice that?
I sure did. They started as early as 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And many people say that it was to get a jump on the sales so that They could capitalize on making money. And many retailers normally that you would not think also did it. And it was quite interesting. And I know several people I talked to some were happy about it, some were not. And some were like, okay, when are we going to sit down and have a wonderful time with our families? And now I have to think about shopping or anything else on that day because of the thanks we should be giving.
Right.
So, interesting, huh?
It's quite interesting. And my thought really was for, you know, the people that had to work because,
oh.
I mean, like you said, they should be home with their family celebrating and being in retail, getting ready for, you know, the next day very early in the morning. So, and those were definitely a lot of people who were very unhappy were those people that had to work that evening. And, of course, there were big box retailer, they were scheduled to open, I believe, at 10 p.m., and people had lined up and camped out, like, on Wednesday. Tuesday it was.
Wow.
And what do you think about that? Have you ever camped out and waited on one of the retailers to open?
No, and I'm a big shopper, as you know, but never have I waited in line to go into a store. That's something I do. But many people do because there are great specials out there.
Sure.
I have family members who do it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I've never camped out. I've had family members who stand in line.
Sure, sure.
To receive.
Well,
and they have been quite lucky.
Mm-hmm. And that's good. And the only thing, though, that people seem to find is, you know, when they have some of these humongous sales, then, you know, we are always getting feedback that numerous times they only have maybe a few of these items in stock, you know, the real big items like the flat screen TVs. You know, they may have it for, what, $200, but they may only have three in the store. And so that's when the problems begin. And, of course, I'm sure that everybody at this point has heard about some of the problems, some of the issues that occur, not just Black Friday, but pretty much every year during Black Friday. And it is just unbelievable. I know one happened, and I had kind of looked at an article. It says it's Black Friday madness caught on video, a mob of people grabbing for the same product at a Moultrie, Georgia Walmart. A cell phone shows it all. You can hear the screams of frantic people being pushed and shoved as they tried to get their hands on a Black Friday deal. They were literally pulling hair. People lost their shoes. You would see them just fighting, hitting each other, punching each other, and the cops actually told people, look, it's time to go. Sale is over. And one of the shoppers kind of reported that, you know, pretty much Walmart headquarters, what they had to say was, you know, it was an unfortunate, isolated event. Oh, come on. And that was just in one area. That particular area was in Moultrie, Georgia. But we know that there have been so many others. And not to pick on Walmart or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to be, you know, a large retailer.
Sure.
And there's so many stores. So quite naturally, the more you have, the more incidents that you can have occur. Because I remember we had something that took place here locally at one of the Walmart in the parking lot. And, you know, all around the country, you know, you just look and see so many things. I had one person that sent in an email, and it says, Dear ladies, I went out on Black Friday to purchase toys and adults were acting a lot worse than spoiled children. They were grabbing, running, snatching toys from one another. I was so disgusted that I decided to leave. Please teach adults to not act like children. This comes from Missy Simmons in Florida. And she has, this was in a major children's store. We hear that time and time and time again. And it reminds me of, what was the name of that movie, Denise? Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it and Sinbad, I think. Remember that?
Oh, wow.
Movie. the Christmas movie, and was it? And there was only one toy left, and these parents were all trying to run and fight for the same toy. I can't remember the name of it. I don't remember.
Was it like the Big Elf and the Little Elf or something? I'm not sure.
No, I don't think that was it. But I do recall that something.
Okay.
Wow, I just can't. But it was a really good movie, but it was just so silly with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. They were both trying to run and hurry and get this one last item. And, of course, quite naturally, they were shopping on Christmas Eve. So, you know, people's tempers really flare up because they're under the gun, okay? So, but anyway, that just kind of reminded me of some of these things. And I know that was a movie, but these incidents have certainly not been, you know, overly dramatized. These have been really actual incidents and events that have happened. So, but anyway, to those of you that went out on Black Friday and all was well and you got what you went to secure, that's wonderful.
I do have an email that actually gives a great story. And I think that, you know, Walmart, all Walmarts, along with other retailers could learn from this as well. And it says, "Dear ladies, I wanted to write about a wonderful experience I had during a visit to Walmart on Thanksgiving Day. I was there to get a discounted TV that was on special. I went to the area where I thought the TVs would be on sale and found there was a line for the TV. I arrived within time and received a ticket for one of the 40 or so TVs they had on sale. I stood until my number was called, received my TV, and was on my way. That was the best shopping experience for a day of after Thanksgiving I have ever had." And she says, "Thanks for your show, ladies." And this is Monroe out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Wow.
And so, Donna, you know, although some of the Walmarts let people stampede, others have a very orderly fashion.
Mm-hmm. And that was great. You want to definitely applaud her.
Yeah, that is
absolutely great.
Mm-hmm. But
I want to
hats off to any retailers who have found a way to organize and help, because as we stated earlier, it could be a really bad mess when people are just running and stampeding, and people get hurt, and we've seen people be even gotten killed in some of those several years ago. So I hats off to that Walmart, wherever it was.
Absolutely. And that's really important, too, because people do.
Mm-hmm.
They have different experiences and just kind of depending on where you go. And, you know, it has to be organized and orderly, you know, and secure. I remember, and similar, too, even when shopping in the supermarket, when you're getting ready, because usually the evening before the holiday, people are in there last minute, and generally when you're doing things last minute, tempers flare. You know, you're not as patient and kind as you should be.
Absolutely.
And, of course, that's one of the things that we want to talk about, too, is being a little more patient and kind. When we're talking about customer service, kindness should actually occur on both sides of the counter. Many times you hear people talking about the customer service reps and, you know, whether they are good or whether they provided great customer service or customer no service, if you will. But also the customers, we have a job to do as well in being polite and kind because, as you know, Denise, and I'm sure you'll talk about a little more about, you know, it's stressful working in retail because you're just working with so many different kinds of personalities you interact with. And, Denise, what do you tell some of your people especially as you guys are preparing for the busy season? What are some of the tips you may give to them so that they can, you know, keep a cool head and, you know, be kind and polite and treat customers, you know, the way they would want to be treated themselves?
Those are all some of the things that we talk about. It's about training. It's about ongoing training. It's about even from before you hire a person, deciding if that person is the right person to be in a customer service environment. And you want someone who is extremely positive and happy. You want someone who can handle the stresses, the frustrations, and even the people who come into the building who are actually coming in maybe with an attitude or not so positive attitude. So the training starts with making sure that, you know, you give them what you expect when you go into a place to shop. So it's basically what we say every week, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep a smile on your face. The customer is your most important person. When they come in, you give them your attention. You take care of what their needs are. You make sure that they found everything okay. And if they didn't, then you take them and make sure that whatever it was they were looking for or whatever they needed, that they could get that. And so it's important for retailers to make sure that we have great people on our side, but then when a person does come in that is maybe grumpy or frustrated, that, you know, perhaps we can get our employees to help make that person more satisfied and leave with a smile on their face.
It's
a two-way street.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned a little while ago about looking for people who, you know, do have a positive attitude and so on and so forth. Is this just 'tis the season to shop, but 'tis the season to hire more people. Retailers are hiring more because they know that this is a season where they will be busy. So, Denise, can you explain to people, because everybody is not cut out or suited to work in retail and customer service. So can you just kind of, before people go out and apply, because a lot of people like to, you know, to do that during this time of the year, talk to us a little bit about what makes really the best kind of customer service representative?
Well, I think that some of the things we've already talked about, basically someone who really enjoys being around people and interacting with people, but in a very positive way. One of the things that I look for is how the person interacts with me when they're in the interview. If they don't give me good eye contact, or if they are very quiet and very negative, or very quiet and not answering the questions, that person may not be the person that you want to be around people every day. You want someone who's going to be pretty flexible and open, able to speak with people, able to talk to people, carry on a small conversation. And I'm not talking about one of those conversations we sometimes hear in the line when cashiers are back and forth inappropriately. I'm talking about, you know, someone who can speak to that customer, did you find everything okay, and maybe even have a little small conversation. I've done it myself, but I talk to the cashier sometimes when I go through the line. And so if they don't present to me as that they are actually open and flexible to talk to me in a very positive and confident manner, then that person may not be the person that makes the cut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be happy, you need to exude customer service. Your answers to the questions must talk about some of the things that you've done to help customers. I know that each retailer has different questions to ask. Our questions are geared towards customer service and what have you done, you know, outstanding for customers, giving examples of things that you've done to help people in the past experiences that you've had. So if those things are some of the things that we feel are great that you have done, then that makes it a whole lot better. And, you know, the other basic things about being in the public is making sure that the people you hire can also work with the people who you have on board already. You don't want to bring a grumpy person in who cannot, you know, is not willing to talk to people, and you've got this bubbly person you already have in place, because sometimes that bubbly will rub off, but more than likely the negative part will kind of bring other people down. So that's very important.
Very good. Thank you for that. And I just wanted, because a lot of people during this time of the year, so, well, let me just pick up another job and go work in retail, and they just may not, it just may not necessarily be a fit. Also, when it comes to customer service, I remember I had some information in my executive etiquette book about customer service. What is so important is talking on the telephone while waiting on a customer is taboo. Oh, please don't do that, because you see that so frequently. And, you know, how often have you walked up to a checkout counter only to have the service representative hold a conversation while ringing up your merchandise? And you know, the only time that the clerk acknowledged you is when she quotes you the total, and then she resumes, you know, her conversation. And quite naturally, and I'm sure you'll agree, Denise, if this has happened, you know, one time, then that's one time too many. It really is. So you really have to acknowledge the customer. I remember there was a young man who was, he was on his phone, and I was speaking to him, and we were doing the transaction, and he was just on his phone and, you know, back and forth, and then he hung up, and he was texting. And so at this point, I was just kind of observed, because I'm thinking he hung up, but then he started texting whoever, I guess.
Wow.
And so I said, after we finished, I said, you know what? I said, you probably shouldn't have your phone out like that while you're working. I'm pretty sure that, you know, management probably would not approve that. And you know what his response was?
What was his response?
He said, oh, they don't care. They don't care about me.
Wow.
Yeah, so I told him, I said, yeah, I bet they really do. But I said, just let me give you a little tip. I said, you know, you may not want to do that at the same time you are waiting on your customers, because you're not giving your customers your full attention. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you should be doing. He's like, oh. So, and
well,
here, you know.
It's interesting, too, that you say that, because even if that person is in line talking about or talking to another person, what if they come to my establishment for a job and an interview, and I remember in the back of my head, oh, my, he was talking on the phone while he was waiting on me. So those things go a long way.
Right.
And, you know, this subject that we're talking about, there's an email that came in, and I think it's a great email. I just want to read it. It's pretty much everything that we just talked about. It says, "Dear Etiquette and HR Lady, I know you help others to see the positive in things by teaching good manners. Please help the cashiers who ring us out at the grocery stores. They need help with taking care of the customer right there, not the cashier next door. They also need help with not smacking gum while waiting on customers. They need help with not playing and laughing with the bagger or the person who's getting ready to take your items out to load. I think you should do some training in these businesses and help them so we feel good about leaving and coming back to shop. I want to thank you both for doing a great job with your etiquette show." And this comes from Marlena in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow, Marlena, thank you so much for sharing. We certainly do appreciate that. Wow, Denise, I mean, she just really, really summed it all up. Mm-hmm. You know, she really did. And, you know, how many times have I even seen myself? You've got the cashiers there. Now, let me be clear. You know, it's great to have fun and to enjoy what you're doing and, you know, have fun at work, but it has to be appropriate fun. I mean, when you have customers in front of you and you're waiting on them,
sure,
you can't be going back and forth, you know, talking and laughing with the cashier or with your, like she said, with your bagger. You know, you have to be professional. And it's just, you know, putting your best foot first. And like you said earlier to me, some of the, depending on which organization it is, I mean, they have different training standards.
Yeah.
And, but I think pretty much I can say across the board when it comes to customer service is that the customer comes first. If you have a customer in front of you or if you are on a phone with a customer, that takes precedence over anything else that you're doing. That's really important.
I want to add to that, Donna, that we were talking earlier about customer service and etiquette and manners. It works both ways. And so when we as customers go in, if there is a problem or if we're in a grumpy mood, the cashier does not have to, or the salesperson does not have to wait on you with you in that bad mood. They can get a manager as well, just like a customer, if they feel that that salesperson is not doing great. They can also get a manager when things are not going great. So I want people to know that, you know, customer service, etiquette, manners, it's an everyday, all-day thing. It's one of those things that we have to do no matter where we are, whether it's in a retail establishment, a school setting, at church, amongst our peers. I mean, it's etiquette is everywhere. It's a lifelong commitment, I say.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an email that I want to read that says, they're etiquette ladies. I went into a small boutique during the Thanksgiving weekend. I heard the sales clerk explain to other customers about all of the specials and discounts. However, I walked around for several minutes and no one spoke to me nor explained about the discounts. What should I have done besides leave the store and not come back? I felt I had no other resources at that time, and this comes from Jamila, Austin, Texas.
Wow.
You know, it's not often that people, I mean, well, I can't say for people, but often that I go into an establishment, if they're speaking to everybody, don't speak to me. But every now and then it does happen. And it's not the best feeling to have someone somewhat ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speak every time. If you're talking about the discounts, you should talk about it every time.
Right. That is so important. And, you know, and if you can't acknowledge the customer because you're, you know, you're waiting on another customer at that particular time, at least tell them that you will be right with them very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Exactly.
Well, wow, Denise, I tell you, time just flies when we're having fun. Next week, guys, we're going to pick up and we're going to talk about security measures while shopping. Our security specialist will be on with us again. He's been on our previous shows before during this time of the year. So definitely get ready for that next week and have your pens out to take some notes. And, of course, our kindness, we always ask you to initiate a random act of kindness. I have one that says, "Dear ladies, my next-door neighbor is 66 years old and is primarily homebound. My little girl asked me if I could help her make a pie to give my neighbor. I said okay, and we did. I asked why did she want to do that for Miss Nancy, and she said, the etiquette lady said to be kind. Thanks for impacting my family." This comes from Catherine and Danielle Height in Massachusetts. So, oh, we applaud her. She didn't say how old her little girl was, but I think that's wonderful. Well, guys, listen, thank you so much again for spending part of your Sunday evening with us and listening. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, let us know. And Be sure to continue to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. Of course, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And we always say to treat other people like you want to be treated. And, Ms. Denise, thank you so much for some great information on customer service, you guys. I hope you guys are out taking notes. And we thank you again for listening. We look forward to being back with you again on next week. Good night. Take care. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.